going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the 13th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select.
We'll find out tomorrow. First time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. Kyle Krabs, Locked On Fins, and Locked On NFL Scouting Podcast that are very, very popular. And Kyle does a really good job and is very fair about it. It's sad that the media is called haters now, so I have to say that Kyle Krabs is different, and he's very fair to everybody. Kyle, as I say good morning to you, man, we got a lot of needs going into Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and I understand we can't take care of all of them. I don't believe we can. Where do you start as you look at this thing at 13? I said defensive back, a cornerback, and they just crushed me yesterday. Woody said offensive line, and they were propping him up yesterday, man. He was the greatest thing. Get the big guys. We need to get physical. What do you think?
Yeah, I think this is a part of the challenge for Miami is I think there's talent available at all of those spots. I would put the offensive guard spot, the defensive tackle spot, and the cornerback spot all in the premium needs tier going into this year's draft. And I think when you take the cross-reference of where the talent exists, where there's deeper like bands of talent that could get you down into pick number 48 or pick number 98 where the Dolphins currently pick or they get more picks on day two, I feel really good about your ability to find 400, 500 snap takers at defensive tackle deeper into the draft. Now, one of the things that's we're kind of watching this morning is there's some buzz that the popular team that was taking Mason Graham, the defensive tackle from Jacksonville, that maybe Jacksonville's not taking Mason Graham, the defensive tackle. And there's a lot of push for them on the offensive side of the ball. If that happens, you kind of start looking at the board and you're like, all right, well, where's Mason Graham go? And maybe, you know, there's been some teams in front of Miami that have been linked to Walter Nolan. So what happens if you get there and Mason Graham there at 13? Like that's, take the best available player at any of those spots that you feel like is going to be a really good player. Don't just force, oh, five offensive linemen went in front of us at 13, so we need to take the sixth offensive lineman because you're going to have other opportunities both in free agency and later in the draft. So I just don't force it because of stuff that happens in front of you.
Do you believe they'll trade that 13th pick? You kind of insinuated that. A lot of people think that that he's looking to pick up some more draft picks. What do you think?
I think there's there's two scenarios in which I think is pretty realistic. One is there is a surplus of talent at 13, where if you can get somebody to bite a couple of spots to come up and maybe jump a team and stay in the teens and feel like, hey, we feel like out of these four or five guys that we really like here, one of them will still be there to wherever we move back to. Or alternatively, if you get like a disaster scenario where Will Johnson, the corner from Michigan, you don't like his medicals. It's been reported this week he's got a long-term concern with a knee injury, and he had knee surgery back in 2023. So does that cause him to slide, or do you get a little leery there? Does Jahdae Barron go? Did the offensive lineman run, and then does Mason Graham go? So now you're kind of sitting here looking at it like, we don't really love anybody. That would be the other scenario in which I think you would like to trade back. It's in a better world if there's a surplus of picks that you like, and you can kind of strategically say, hey, let's push back. We're going to be happy with any of these names and try to pick up an extra pick that way.
All right, let's say defensive tackle position is as deep as everybody says it is, and I'm going to throw four names at you. You tell me which one you like the most with the 13th pick that we don't move. Jahdae Barron, as you mentioned, Will Johnson, Kelvin Banks, or Tyler Booker. Which of those four, if I told you one of those four, which one would fit your needs? One pure guard, one guy tackle that they think can be a really good guard, or two cover corners?
You know, Joe, I got bad news for you. They're going to light both of us up because I'd take Jahdae Barron out of that group of four guys. The defensive back from Texas, because he can play outside. He played outside corner this year. I know he doesn't necessarily meet your prototype size thresholds that everybody likes, but he's like 5'11", 195 pounds. He's a really good separator of the football from receivers at the catch point. He had a lot of ball production this year. He can play in the nickel. You know, his early career stuff at Texas, he played in the nickel as the star defender in that defense. He can play on the roof and play safety, and It's a really big piece of the puzzle for the Dolphins and Anthony Weaver's scheme, and having the ability to change the picture on teams with the coverage rotation. He could do all of it, and I think that's the best appeal. And then I'm coming back if that's the case, and I'm saying I am aspiring to double dip at defensive tackle and draft an offensive lineman with three of my next five picks.
That was going to be my next question to you, actually. We got the three holes. They're well documented. You can do the math. You can do your own fan depth chart, and you realize, wow, we need a cornerback or two. We need a defensive tackle or two. We lost two of them. And then, of course, I think we need two offensive linemen. I think we need a guy that can still flirt a young guy at a tackle position, as well as still get a couple of a tackle guard and a guard to come in and play. Would you be surprised if they ended up in this draft with two defensive tackles and two guards?
No, especially if one of them can play tackle. If it's a college kid that you're projecting inside, or if it's a guy that's done both. I think about Miles Frazier from LSU has experience playing both. You think about some of the tackles that maybe are kicking inside at the next level. Caleb Rogers from Texas Tech. If you're going earlier, like in round two, it's kind of my favorite target for Miami in round two. It's Jonah Sabinaya, the right tackle from Arizona. A lot of length, power, explosiveness, but just kind of the mirror ability is probably going to be better suited to play inside. Kind of makes that Rob Hunt style transition, and he's kind of got that same brand of football to him. So if they could get Sabinaya at 48 as a guy who can play tackle, ideally play guard, and then maybe that alleviates you to say, hey, okay, let's find a guard or a swing tackle that we like somewhere throughout the rest of the draft, and that way we don't have to force it within a certain window of any of the picks.
After those three positions, again, super big holes, all three of them. So if you do add – if there's another position that they might jump on in the first 2 days, is it safety or could it be another position?
I wouldn't dismiss anything if the right player – was there. Like, you could tell me that they could go with a tight end with Jonnu Smith being in a contract year, and they really don't have the wide tight end position settled on the depth chart. You could tell me that it's a safety, and I'd be totally supportive of that, because I think you need kind of a long-term staple to tie that room together with to complement the skill sets that you've brought in. You could tell me it's another pass, like a wide receiver, you know, depending on if the right player's there. And who knows what's going to happen with number 10? You just don't know, right? It's a combustible situation. So I wouldn't dismiss anything for the right player. But outside of the three primary needs, I would probably say tight end or safety are the kind of the secondary needs I'd be least surprised to see them go out and get.
Yeah. All right. We got to talk about these two guys. And you mentioned Jalen Ramsey. You think he gets traded? they throw him in as part of this draft, or do you see it happening in June?
So they have. Let's start with this. They have the cap space to make whatever work, and moving Ramsey is going to result in a loss of at least $12 million in cap space. Now they haven't really done a lot of restructures with their current contract, so they can put that space right back in from a salary cap space. But they're obviously shedding the $21 million in salary that they don't have to pay in the cash this year, and they'll pay long term dividends on that by not having that owed against the cap and spread out. So. The economics of it, I'm a little less concerned with, because you can restructure Jordan Brooks, right? And you can restructure Aaron Brewer, and you get almost all the cap space you're losing by moving Jalen Ramsey. You get it all back. So I'm not worried about the cap component of this. It's what kind of offers can you get for a corner who is owed $21 million in cash and is pushing 30 and still a very good player, still a great player. But he's got multiple years left on his contract. There's no guarantees after this year. It could be a one-year rental. Teams are going to use that and his age in negotiating against you. So yeah. I'm inclined to think they'll find an excuse to get something done, but I don't think they're going to get a real handsome haul for that one just because of the other dynamics at play.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, so we got an article. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it. Miami Herald somehow got an article through this divorce thing with Tyreek and his soon-to-be ex-wife. And it's a bad look. It's a lot of bad stuff. I do understand in divorces things can get very ugly, and I'm talking firsthand. So I know people all fired up again. It's right there on the front. Big article. Everything going on, and there's Tyreek Hill and stuff. I don't know how the hell they get all this stuff. I don't know if it's legal to get it, if somebody leaked it, but there's a lot of stuff. You still trust him to come back here? And this is the fan in you, as well as you understand how important he is as still one of the best players on your team. How would you handle this if you're the team?
Man, it's a great question. And I think kind of the thing I go back to here is, you know, when Mike McDaniel spoke at the combine, he talked about Tyreek having the wrists procedure and what that was going to mean for when he was going to be ready for football activities. And that meant that they were going to spend their time on the field in the spring without Tyreek catching footballs. And I think that's a good thing, because I think this team needs to be prepared for whatever life looks like this year and beyond, regardless of whether they find a trade partner for Tyreek Hill or not. They need to be prepared for what life looks like without him. And that's a really nasty place to find yourself in as a football team with the commitment that you've made to him and what his decision-making has led to get to this point.
Yeah.
But, you started this question by saying, do you still trust? I don't trust him at all. And that's just me personally, because, you know, at some point you got to listen to somebody when they tell you who they are. And I think we're deep enough into that with Tyreek Hill that to answer your question outright, I don't trust him.
Yeah. No, I ask. You're a fan as well as cover this team and spend hours on it every day. I'm just curious. I hadn't talked to you about it. And so give me your picks. What am I looking at tomorrow? And with your gut, just give me a name. You don't have to give me drop up, drop down, or what. But give me a name for tomorrow that you think could happen.
I think the dark horse is the scenario we talked about a little earlier with Mason Graham from Michigan. It's long been considered he was going to be gone in the top eight picks, and just kind of trying to tie the rumor mill together. If he doesn't go to Jacksonville, all of a sudden you're having a hard time finding spots that make sense if teams like other defensive tackles instead.
Is he that good? Do you like him? Is he that good? I see his pass. He's strong. Is he that good a pass rusher to take it eight?
You know, what's funny is the comp that I have here was Christian coming out of Clemson. I see a lot of Christian Wilkins in it.
Okay. Well, I like that because I actually wrote down defensive tackle, and I wrote down that plays like Christian Wilkins. I'll take it. That's a hell of a pick. Yeah. Got better as a pass rusher. Yes.
Yeah. I see that with Mason as well. He's not super twitchy, so if you're looking for a super explosive guy like a Walter Nolan out of Ole Miss, like he's not that stereotypical penetration three technique, but he can play on all three downs. His 23 stuff was I thought better than 24. It sounded like he played through something this past season, and it kind of took away some of his explosiveness. So, yeah. Mason Graham and Jadae Barron are probably my two favorites in the clubhouse. I don't think Kelvin Banks makes it to 13, the offensive lineman from Texas. I know that's been the popular mock draft pick the last week, but it sounds like he's got a lot of gas to go in the top 12.
All right. Good way to end it. Kyle, thank you, man. I really appreciate you coming on. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Of course. Yeah, sounds good, Joe.
All right. Kyle Crabbs, Locked On Fins and Locked On NFL Scouting Podcast. Become very, very popular with the fan base. A lot of good stuff. A lot of time with it. Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst, going to join us coming up here in this 8 o'clock hour. We'll get into some national stuff as well as his thoughts from the outside looking in on the Miami Dolphins. Clayton McCullough, Marlins manager, a happy Marlins manager. They've won three straight. Come from behind, man. They did it again yesterday against Cincinnati. We'll talk to him about that young squad coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Man, is he popular and helping a lot of people. I got to tell you, if you need a real estate agent, his wife's not bad either. Boy, she is really good at what she does. They are a power couple. But I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage for just a second, man. First-time home buyer rates, he's got great programs for you. If you're a first-time home buyer, young couple out there, found a place and need to get approved quickly, this is what Michael Kotze does. It's about great service, even on the weekends, of getting the process started to speed it up. Self-employed, you've been declined by the banks, he's got a program for you. Hey, whatever it is, fixed rates in the fives right now. Michael Kotze is going to get you the best rates, going to get you approved about half the time of the big banks because that man works on Saturday and Sunday, and you can always get a hold of them. Go to Google Reviews on the web. Find out what people are saying about them. Choice Mortgage reviews are really, really good. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Can I get into my age group? The reverse mortgage, really popular, more than ever. You and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. Michael Kotze can help you. You got all that equity in your home, and you could really use it. Really use it at this point in your life. Get a hold of Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Get the process started. The man has no life. He's always working 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. 35 years in the business. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender waiting for you.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.